Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jane Twin, and it's the 28th of February today, which apparently is also Rare Diseases Awareness Day. So our school was doing a day for alopecia, which is the hair loss disorder. What is it? Yeah. And that meant we were doing... Well, we were supposed to bring some money in to donate, and what we were doing for it was doing some dancing, some disco dancing with some proper dance music. So all the classes, starting with the nursery and reception class and going all the way up to year four, went into the big hall for 15 minutes each, and the parents were invited. We were given the time, so we were invited to go along and have a dance with the children. So I got to go twice because I've got two children at the school. So this morning, when I first go in, 10:45, I think the little ones were doing their dancing, which was interesting because these were the 3 and 4 year olds. And a lot of them weren't particularly interested in doing disco dancing, and there were only 4 parents there. Even though there must have been something like 60 children, 4 parents. So yeah, and we showed off our best moves and tried to encourage the little ones to... I've got SM2N here. He's eating his dinner and making faces at me. encouraging, surprised, I've had so far. Puzzled.
Did you use any moves that you learned from Cuban Fury?
No. Mm-hmm. Not that advanced.
What sort of moves did you use then?
Just, you know, just dancing and trying to look slightly silly so they laugh and they start dancing too.
Can you give me a quick demonstration?
No. I had to...
Okay,
I haven't got the music here. I can't remember what I was doing. Yeah, I had to pick up Henry for a bit. No, I'm not doing it. No, not that song. I'm just going to sing along. That's not going to give you anything.
No.
All right, thank you.
Oh, yes, sir. I can boogie.
And if now you know why I wanted SM2N on this poo.
I can boogie, boogie woogie, all night long.
I think you're supposed to be eating. Right. So, yeah, so we did that for 15 minutes and... and then we went home again until, I think it was about 2:15. We had to go back for my daughter. And the year twos, so they're what, 7 and 8 year olds? No, 6 and 7 year olds. They were a lot more enthusiastic. And we had about 6 mums there dancing along, so slightly better turnout. But the music wasn't that good. It wasn't actually that danceable. It was kind of the kind of music that you want to listen to, but it's really difficult to dance to.
Like Marla?
No, not that bad. It was, you know, it was pop music, but it was just really difficult to, you know, how do you... Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, and then there wasn't really enough time for a lot of the... Well, some of the mums had brought their car, but I went and had it. Cup of tea with a friend because it wasn't really worth her going home. By the time she arrived home, she could have turned around and come back to school because there wasn't that much time to pick up, plus we had to be there a bit earlier because we had a cake sale today as well. One of those means that it's always one particular class, and we're supposed to bring in cakes, homemade and shop bought, not containing any nuts, and then they get sold. So basically you make a cake and then you buy it back, and that raises money for that particular class.
Did you make a cake today then, darling?
Yes.
What cake did you make?
I made brownies.
Oh, you make good brownies. I had one of your brownies today.
Yes. I think they must be good. You know what happened? So when we arrived back from our cup of tea... the cake sale was already in full swing. They had a fairly big table, and it was absolutely bursting full of cakes and cupcakes and whatever else. you know, really yummy looking things. So I actually contemplated taking my brownies home again because I thought they won't need them. They've got enough stuff. But I put them on the table anyway. And then I went to pick up Amelia. And I was back within 5 minutes. And my brownies were gone.
Wow.
I hadn't made that many. But
they were like hotcakes.
Yes, basically. They weren't hot anymore, but yeah. Uh-huh. So...
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, so it's a very busy day, but it was very good. I very much enjoyed doing the dancing with the kids. So, and I got a lot of exercise because I had to do the dancing and also I had to come down to the school twice.
Did anybody video
you? More than usual. Oh, I hope not. The year two teacher was taking photos, but I very much hope that she didn't get one of me. I was dancing with Amelia most of the time.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that was for today.
So did you buy any cake?
I bought one for Amelia and then I thought I'd come back with Henry, but he insisted he didn't want any. So we didn't go back.
Did you buy one for me?
No. Well, because I thought I was going to come back.
Uh-huh.
It's okay, there's another brownie. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
So, anybody out there in the audio land would like one of Yana's brownies, get in contact with us. Send us your address and we'll post you one.
Oh, blimey, that's a promise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good.
Yeah, but I don't know how long they last. If someone from overseas wants one, better off giving them the recipe.
That's their lookout.
Ah, dear. Okay. Right.
You can always come over and visit and have one, get one in person.
Yes, I think that's a better idea.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, next time Paul O'Mine is in London.
Yes.
No sneaking back to Ireland without without getting a brownie.
Right, okay. Okay, well, yes, anyway, so it was a good day, and once again, just to say that all of this dancing was to raise awareness for alopecia. There was actually someone there from the charity as well, so I think she was explaining to the children all about the illness. Okay. Right then, thank you for listening. Thank you, Simon, for being on my boo. Guest starring on my boo. Yeah, thank you for listening, everyone. And I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now. Okay. He's not enjoying a brownie. He's still eating his dinner. Sausages. Yeah, there must be time in life for sausages. Bye.